Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on the start of a brand new month. And we have a giant show for you this week. My first guest is a friend of mine of many years from the Oak Ridge Boys. Joe Bonzo will be here. Actor Peter Herman will be joining us. He's not only a great actor, he's also the husband of Mariska Hargitay. Singer, songwriter, and actress Melissa Manchester will be joining us. Country legend Crystal Gayle will be here from CBS News and the author of the book The Joys and Science of the New Generation of Grandparenting, Leslie Stahl, and the CEO of the Parkinson's Foundation, John Lear. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause momentarily. When we return, my friend Joe Bonzo from the Oak Ridge Boys will be our first guest this first hour with Ron Sedgy today.
Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let's go driven through the trees. Let's go sailing on the sea. Let's go dancing on the duty joint floor and leave our troubles. Have a party.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. And that is the voice, the group that I just absolutely love. I really do. You put four guys in a room with a lot of talent, a lot of care, a lot of compassion, and a lot of love. And you've got the Oak Ridge Boys. And joining us right now is my longtime friend, Joe Bonzo. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome to the show. Good to hear your voice again on the program.
Well, thank you, Ron. It's great to be with you, man. And, boy, that song sounded good there. Dwayne Allen singing the lead on Life is Beautiful. It's our new single out there. Thank you for playing it, man. It sounded good.
That is from their new album, which is called Front Porch Singing. It is Dwayne Allen singing lead on that. And it's a song that's perfect for this time, Life is Beautiful. He found the song a long time ago, though, didn't he, Joe? And kept it in the back, and the timing of releasing this could not be any better.
Well, that's true. And I got to tell you, man, Dwayne Allen is the ultimate song man, and you hit that nail right on the head, Ron. When he finds a good song or something that moves him personally, he saves it. And, man, it just stayed with him like an earworm. It's forever and ever. And he kept it. And it seemed like it fit this project so well. And, you know, we went in the studio last August for this Front Porch Singing project, Ron, and it was right in the middle of the pandemic. So here we are down there at Studio A. We were socially distanced. we were adhering to all of the rules and protocols for the most part. The idea for this album was just to be four Oak Ridge boys that were singing on the front porch, man, singing old gospel songs, new gospel songs, old country songs, new country songs like Life is Beautiful, and keep the attitude of the harmony and the attitude of just sitting on the front porch singing songs alive. And I think we maintain that. And what I'm getting to is I don't think we exactly planned it this way with the songs on this album, like Life is Beautiful, like Love, Light, and Healing. But, man, we ended up, we almost inadvertently recorded the perfect album for these times we've been living in.
Yep.
You mentioned it a second ago, and that's what made me think that.
Well, you're absolutely right. Do you know what I really, really like is the title of the new album, Front Porch Singing. Because, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great things that the Oak Ridge Boys do at their Christmas show is have the four big chairs up on stage, and they're like on a front porch, and they're singing great Christmas songs and talk about memories of their Christmas. Now, of course, this past year, they were working right up till Christmas time in Nashville, I think it was. That's what it reminds me of, Joe, that Christmas show.
Well, see, that's where the idea came from, Ron. You are always spot on, man. That's where the idea came from. And we sit there together and sing and tell stories. That whole attitude is what we wanted to cop on this album. And the idea came from the Christmas show, man. Good call. And you're right. Our big Christmas show didn't hit the road last year. We did 29 Christmas shows, though, at the Opryland Gaylord Resort. Man, it worked out perfectly. They put it in a really big hall where the people could socially distance. Nobody got sick. We would show up, go backstage, sing, no meet and greets, no nothing. Walk on stage, sing, and a production Christmas show from the Oak Ridge Boys as if we were on the road. Did that come at a good time for us, right in the middle of a time when, as you know, almost every date we had canceled.
And I talked to Richard at length about that show. We promoted the heck out of it.
You did.
I go down the list of the success that you guys have had. All the success that these fellas have had, and they've had a ton of it, too. They deserve so much because they are the four nicest men in this business. 41 million records sold worldwide. 5 Grammy Awards, GMA, Dove Awards, American Music Awards, members of the prestigious Country Music Hall of Fame, the Grand Ole Opry, and they work so many days on the road. When will you think that you'll be able to go back out there, Joe?
We're starting to ease in a little bit, Ron. We did a big show in Utah last week, and it was a big, gigantic outdoor amphitheater set up in the mountains of St. George, Utah. And it was packed, and it felt so natural and normal. Now, of course, the people all had masks on out there, but being outside, and if you're vaccinated, you don't need masks. Sitting close, so they're wearing the mask and doing what they're supposed to do. But we had a big-time show. Now, we have 3 dates booked in May, 1 in Texas, 2 in Oklahoma. Then in June, we start to accelerate a little bit. We're even playing some big country festivals that it looks to me like are staying in the book this year. If we can get into the summer, Ron, we're going to be back in business.
Oh, fantastic. You coming down to Florida at all?
Nothing planned right now, but I wish we would. Florida's wide open, isn't it?
Florida is like nothing ever happened. What about in Branson? Are you going up there for a little bit?
We're going up there in the fall. I think we've got a handful of dates booked in the fall. We normally play there just in the fall anyway. We're going to be back at Opryland Gaylord for the Christmas thing again next year.
I'm planning a trip to Branson. I want to plan it when you're there.
Don't we've done that before.
Yes. We sure have. Yeah, we have done that before. I still have most of your books. You are such an articulate writer. And, of course, the Joseph S. and Mary Ann Bonsall Foundation. Tell us a little bit about that, Joe.
The foundation we started years ago when I wrote the Molly the Cat book series. And we took the money there and started a foundation that would help with abolish illiteracy and to do different cat causes around the country. We support a lot of no-kill shelters, trying to give a little bit back with our foundation. It's a small foundation, mostly self-funded. I'll tell you what else is exciting, man. I just finished a new book. It's called I See Myself. It's a semi-quasi-autobiographical, quasi-Oak Ridge Boys, quasi-moto. I don't know. But it's kind of basically how did a Philly boy become an Oak Ridge boy? That's been the question for years. Well, I really attack it in this book, and I come up with a lot of autobiographical anecdotes. And every chapter is I see myself. I see myself in Philly getting the daylight speed animate. Then I go back to the Oak Ridge Boys. I see myself being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Then back to Philadelphia again. I see myself doing this. I see myself. The idea actually came to me in a dream, as crazy as can be. But I think the book's going to get published, and it may come out by the end of the year.
That sounds like a movie in the making, though, you know, Joe?
I know that you have always been a supporter of my writing, and I appreciate that. You're very kind. I do enjoy the process, and really, I haven't known what to write in a long, long time. And do you remember the movie Avatar?
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, do you remember when the blue girl in Avatar, the blue Avatar person thing, blue, said, would look at somebody and say, I see you.
Yes.
And really mean, I see you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I dreamed of that movie one night, and I dreamed of the words, I see myself. Instead of I see you, I see myself. And I thought, man, that's the way to attack the book. And I went to work on it, wrote it in 2 months.
And you know what I failed to mention? Because it's all over Facebook, it's all over all the shows. It's the 40th anniversary of Elvira. 40 years. Man, that is staggering, you know, Joe?
It is staggering, exactly. And you know what, man? If you look back at 1981, and you look at the fact that the compact disc didn't even come till 82.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Cable TV was in its early infancy. Ronald Reagan had just been elected president that past fall. If you had a computer at home, it was a Vic Commodore 64, because the Apple computer didn't come till 84, was when the Mac first came out, and the Internet didn't even come till 86. So people in 81 were buying cassettes, and they were buying vinyl and little 45s, and they were listening to Rick Springfield sing Jesse's Girl. They were listening to Kim Carnes sing about Betty Davis Eyes. They were listening to Celebrate Good Times by Kool and the Gang. And they were listening to Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys that whole year. It was a monster.
I remember when I saw you guys perform it up in Pennsylvania, and it was huge. And everybody was walking around doing Richard's line. There are certain lines in the business that people remember, that, you know, like Suck It To Me, and Here Comes the Judge, and of course, oom papa, mow, mow. I got to tell you, always I'm happy when I see that you're on the show. Front Porch Singing is the name of the brand new album. Joe, you are a gentleman. All you guys are. You've always been so kind to me.
Well, thank you, Ron. And I might add that that new album drops actually on June 11th. But people can go right now and get Life is Beautiful or Love, Light, and Healing. Both those songs have been released early. And you can get them wherever you stream your music or wherever you buy your music online. Those two songs from the album are available. And I thank you, Ron, for the years and years, man, that you've been good to us. I know that Richard talks to you more than anybody. And, you know, Richard will get on the bus and say, you know who I talked to today, Ron? You've become a part of what we do all these years, Ron. You've always been good to us. And I appreciate that. God bless you, man. And my best to Claudia.
Thank you so much, Joe. We'll be talking to you before you start those summer tours, all right?
We'll do the summer tours, and later on we'll talk about that new book, I See Myself.
I see myself. I can see it now. I'll do the trailer for it. Joe Bonzel in I See Myself.
Yes, that's it, man. That's it. Thank you, Ron.
Thanks,
I love you.
Thank you. I love you too, Joe. Joe Bonzel's been our guest from the Oak Ridge Boys, and I tell you something, he's a great guy, as they all are. New CD is out on June 11th. It is called Front Porch Singing. The title song is out now, called Life is Beautiful. Check out the OakRidgeBoys.com for all their records that are going to be coming out on June 11th and where they'll be touring. And here's the song that's celebrating its 40th anniversary.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest, as I was telling him before we went on the air, I have spoken to his wife on several occasions, and he is quite an actor. He truly is. He does a heck of a job. He's done a lot of things that we'll chat about. Of course, his latest is Stevie Land's hit romantic series, Younger, which is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Joining us right now is Peter Herman. Hey, Peter, how are you? Welcome to the show. I think this is the first time you've been with us.
It is the first time, Ron, and thanks so much for having me. Good to talk to you.
In your work, proceed yourself. This man is on stage, film, television, Broadway with talk radio. This should be easy for you now after doing that. War Horse, Lincoln Center's Tony Award-winning production. On the big screen with United 93, HBO's Too Big to Fail, Blue Bloods on television, 30 Rock, Cashmere Mafia, and alongside your beautiful wife on Law and Order, Special Victims Unit. And now this Younger, where you play a publisher, correct, Peter?
I do indeed. I remember I got the email about the role from my agent, and I'm a book fiend, right? So you leave me alone with books, and I've just there's no better way to spend my time. It was a home run to get to be able to play a publisher. It was a real gift.
Well, you know, someone told me, and I guess this falls into the same category, that you're a former high school English teacher.
Yeah. I taught high school. Man, respect for teachers. Holy cow. I did Teach for America in the first year of the Teach for America Teaching Corps, which is, in a sense, invented as the educational equivalent of the Peace Corps. So you can teach where teachers are needed. And I taught in the South Bronx at Morris High School for 2 years, ninth grade English and special ed reading. So, yeah, real privilege.
I have to tell you, though, Peter, I love the name of your first book, If the S in Moose Comes Loose.
So that book is about, it's also a love story in a way. It's a story about friendship, about a moose who comes apart, and because he loses his letters, the S comes loose and the E breaks free. And then his best friend is a cow, and it's about the cow's crazy adventures in the barnyard as she has to beg and borrow and steal all these letters to put them back together again.
Is this a true story about the House of Representatives in Washington? It certainly sounds like that.
That's exactly what it's based on, yes. It all becomes current again. Exactly.
It was your inspiration.
It all comes back to politics.
There you
exactly
go.
Right.
Now, the character Liza, for those who may not know the premise of this, she is a millennial, and she wants to land a job in publishing, and so she lies about her age, which really isn't that unusual because, you know, when you think about, especially in the entertainment business, people will come and say, how old are you? And, you know, they're like 9, and they'll say, I'm 42, I think I can play the role. This whole thing catches up to her, and the relationship between you, the character Charles Brooks, and
yeah.
Liza, the character that she plays, a little kind of fire here, is there not?
There's smoldering. There's flame. There's fire. There is flare-ups, whatever you want to call it. And the interesting thing is that she herself actually isn't a millennial, right? So she's in her 40s and then lies about her age and enters the world of millennials in order to be able to work. This is after divorce. She has a job. She's got to go back to work. And the very first episode of the show, she's interviewed by these two 22-year-olds who look at her like she is from Mars because she's in her 40s, God forbid.
Yeah.
And then there's a younger love interest who is this impossibly handsome Brooklyn tattoo artist. And then I, her boss, who falls head over heels for this uncannily mature and wise and very well-read 26-year-old who oddly isn't, of course, 26.
Right.
And the show is then about how all of that plays out. And we have incredible writers who wove just a fantastic story out of seven seasons of a fantastic story out of that premise and beyond that premise.
Now, you're a seasoned actor, so when you saw the script of this, could you see the potential in it? Because a lot of times, even in books, you read a book and then you can't picture it as a movie, but could you picture this as a successful show?
Listen, as an actor, you get a script, and then you're happy that you have that job, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you're happy that you get to be on a show for a series. Do you see potential? Definitely. But do you dare to hope? No. You hope there's a next season, and when you get the great news that there's a next season, you're happy that it's the next season. But rarely, there have been so many projects with extraordinary casts of luminaries where everybody said, oh my God, this is going to run forever. And it's over after half a season,
yeah.
Right? You just never know. And then when you look at the premise, and especially with shows today that get, there's no runway. There's no time for a show to actually lift off. If it doesn't hit big soon, then people's attention goes elsewhere. The network's money goes elsewhere. So, because if you look at Friends, right? That, as far as I understand, at the beginning wasn't that big a hit. And think about that premise.
Yeah.
How many? It was six friends. I don't remember. I don't know. But however many friends in an apartment,
yeah,
in New York. That's the premise. It's this mega cultural cornerstone of TV. So I'm telling you, you just never know. You just don't know.
No, and you're absolutely right. I mean, look at Seinfeld. He's a story about nothing. The real killer is all in the family. I mean, that was going to go off the air like in like three episodes, and they kept,
yep,
shifting the time slot and everything else. Finally becomes, you talk about an icon in television history.
Exactly.
That's it.
Television history.
Peter, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this, okay? And I do,
yep,
it out of empathy, all right? Because my wife works... We work together. I almost said my wife works for me. I almost said that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. But we work together on this show, all right? Now, you,
yeah,
did a lot of seasons on Law & Order with Mariska.
Yeah.
Is that challenging?
It's challenging. The challenging thing is when you're trying to figure out dinner for the kids or who's going to pick up our youngest from soccer practice, and then they're like, okay, rolling. And they're like, wait a second. And now it's time to be a lawyer and a detective. So that part is challenging to switch, but that ends up coming really naturally too. I'm telling you, I'm such a blessed man to get to work with her, and then the blessings just go through the roof to be married to Mariska. So it's that feels. Lucky isn't the word.
Well, I tell you, she's a classy lady, and she's married,
yeah,
to a classy guy. There's no doubt about it. It's called Younger. It is now streaming on Paramount Plus, and it stars our guest, Peter Herman. Hey, Peter, now this is the first time you've been here. Now you've got to come back and join us again. You're a great guest.
I would love that. Thank you so much, and very honored to be here, and I'll pass along your regards to Marish.
Okay, that sounds good. And good luck with this streaming, and we look forward to your return, Peter, okay?
All right, right on. So good to talk to you.
Nice talking with you too, my friend. Peter Herman has been our guest, and he stars in Younger, now streaming on Paramount. Does a great job as a publisher, too. His role is Charles Brooks. He is the husband of course, Mariska Hargitay. And there is more to come with Ron Segee today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are...
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One day after his New York City apartment and office were raided by the FBI and electronic devices were seized, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says it's unfair. The feds are trying to find out whether he was working as a foreign agent for clients in the Ukraine while he was pressuring the government to investigate Hunter Biden. On Fox News, Giuliani denied he did anything wrong.
I can tell you, I never ever represented a foreign national. In fact, I have in my contracts a refusal to do it. I have never represented a Ukrainian national or official before the United States government. I've declined it several times. I've had contracts in countries like Ukraine. In the contract is a clause that says I will not engage in lobbying or foreign representation.
Former U.S. Attorney Chuck Rosenberg said Giuliani is simply making things up. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
you're back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And joining us right now is a real legend in the music business. And she's been with us in the past, a long time ago, though. And I'm glad she's back. And we're going to talk about a lot of things that she's got in the works. After 19 great albums, lots of awards, and millions of performances, she's here with us right now. Joining us is the legend of Melissa Manchester. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Very happy to be with you, Ron. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's been some years since you and I have chatted, and it's nice to have you back here. You know, I was just reading that you took on a teaching post at USC's Thornton School of Music 3 years ago.
That's correct, yes.
I wonder what it's like when a student walks into a class and he sees that his instructor is Melissa Manchester. I mean, that's got to be a real shocker.
Well, it's lovely, and mostly they learn about me from their parents. but it's so interesting. You know, the thing that I found about teaching is that you only sort of learn what you know when a young one asks you an opinion, and then you think, I know how to answer this.
Wow. Great. That's very enlightening. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
But I tell you, your music, your presence on television, on stage, it's just amazing. I mean, when you listen to this music of Melissa Manchester, ladies and gentlemen, Midnight Blue, Whenever I Call You Friend, Through the Eyes of Love, Don't Cry Out Loud, and of course, I just love everything that you do, and always have, but you should hear how she talks about you. I mean, these are all great songs. And I have asked people like Paul Anka, where do these ideas come from? I mean, where do you get these ideas for not only great songs, but songs that are embraced by millions of people and become legendary?
Oh, it comes from all different sources. You know, when you're writing something, a lot of times it comes out of a conversation, and suddenly you say something or you hear something and you think, I can build a song around that. You know, it just sort of pulls at your heartstrings. And I've been very fortunate. I've had brilliant friends like Marvin Hamlisch and Carol Sager and Peter Allen and Dean Pitchford and Tom Snow who have provided me with songs that have, you know, been major building blocks on my career.
You know, and a great friendship with Barry Manilow and Bette Midler. Barry was on our show a couple of weeks ago. Did you know a guitar player, Melissa, that worked around for years by the name of Art Phillips?
No.
Okay. I just wonder because Art is a great producer and arranger in Australia now, and he was with Barry for many years, and he's a dear friend of mine. I'm a singer. He's my first guitar player. I took him out of high school, and I just wondered if you knew him. Now, you have a situation that absolutely is probably the most confusing, if you will, of all situations in the entertainment business, and that is in today's ridiculous music scene, big artists, huge artists like yourself and, you know, just huge artists, Paul McCartney, aren't on a record label. I mean, that is staggering, and I think a lot of it has to do with how radio stations now play music and their corporate enterprises and research and all this other baloney. So you turned around and you are distributing your own material and producing your own songs.
Yeah, well, first of all, there are very few record companies left.
That's true.
And a lot of that had to do with the fact that they shot themselves in the foot. I mean, I've had a lot of success and a lot of failure with record companies, but that comes from having, thank God, a very long career. But what I have learned from my students is that there's a whole new design of a marketplace. There's a whole new way to get one's music out. And I was so fascinated by the fact that my students would come in every 6 months or so with a brand new CD that looked lovely and sounded great and had lovely artwork and shrink wrap and the whole thing. I thought, how did you do this, thinking that they were signed with independent record labels? And they said, well, we're doing it with fan funding. And I asked them what that meant and all the components of it. And I thought, you know what, I want to try this venture out myself. So I got on board with Indiegogo.com, and people can go there. And what's fascinating is it allows the listener and the fan to be part of the process. You know, you contribute different levels of money, and you get different premiums. You know, you can get handwritten lyrics. You can get a signed CD. You can get something downloadable. You can come be with me in the studio. You know, you can have me perform in your backyard. And it's just fascinating. It just allows the listener to be more invested in the process as it goes along. Who knew that people were so interested in the process?
Well, you know, that's very true. And, of course, being in the business for 50 years like I have been, I'm certainly interested in the process. And when I watch the video online, which you got to go to, ladies and gentlemen, it's fascinating. It is what you and I both love, and that's being in a studio around microphones and musicians. But
right.
The process is fun.
And you know what I have found? That even though people know how to pull the rabbit out of the hat, and that metaphorically, they still get excited when the rabbit shows up.
Yeah, no, you're exactly, boy, well put, I must say, very well put. Now, how did you get up to speed with this? And I say that complimentary because I want to tell you something. I can't even text, all right?
I get it. No, I get it. I have a whole bunch of my students who wanted to jump on board with this. I had a wonderful woman redesign my website so that it's very user-friendly, and you can just sort of follow buttons to Indiegogo where you can learn about what the campaign is. And the campaign is only running for 37 more days. These are limited-time campaigns because it helps everybody get focused that there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. So we have 37 days to go on the Indiegogo.com campaign. And if you go to my website, melissamanchester.com, you can read about me and what I'm doing and my touring dates and when I'll be in your neighborhood. You know, it's just fantastic to be on this journey for so long. It's wonderful to have so many fans along the way want to be a part of it and supporting you. And it's just wonderful.
Well, you know, and the name is legendary. And you come from a musical family. Your whole family was kind of music-oriented.
I do. My dad was a bassoonist for the Metropolitan Opera.
Wow.
And my mother was one of the first women designers to own her own firm on 7th Avenue, Ruth Manchester Limited. My sister Claudia is one of the senior producers. And so it's very lovely, and my kids are great, and everything's fine.
Oh, that's great. And your sister Claudia, my wife's name is Claudia, by the way. And now, here's the other thing. You got a new cover of the Ronettes hit, Be My Baby, totally different than the original Be My Baby by the Ronettes, which, of course, was Phil Spector's genius.
Right. And the song is 50 years old, which I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I started performing it on stage a few years ago. I do an entirely different rendition of it. It's very dreamy. It's beautiful. And
beautiful.
It's free downloadable. If you go into my website, melissamanchester.com, it's your gift from me. You can just download it, and it's yours. But, as soon as I started performing it, the audience would start to sing along in the appropriate background parts.
Wow.
And I thought, man, oh, man, this couldn't be more fun.
Oh.
And so we recorded it, and it's gorgeous.
Now, when you go to the website, that video is extremely interesting, everyone. You got to go see this because Melissa really explains in detail, explains really what you're talking about before, about the opportunity of acquiring signed, written lyrics, you know, coming to your church to sing, you know, coming to your backyard.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really done very, very well. I mean, you did a great job with it. And I got to be honest with you, it's such a unique thing. From the standpoint of going over and above just selling records on the internet. I mean, this is kind of an interactive type deal, if you will.
It is. It's very interactive. It makes the fans have an investment in the process of getting it to gold, of getting it done, and you can sort of keep track of the progress of the recording as it goes on. And I'm on Facebook, and if you just type in Melissa Manchester on Facebook, you'll find me. And I talk about the recording, and people chime in on the conversation. It's fascinating. I barely know what I'm doing. My kids have to help me half the time. But it's so interesting because this is the new, honestly, we are in the new industrial revolution.
Yes.
And the wheel is almost being rediscovered, and I'm not sure it ends up entirely round. But I think I just wanted to jump on this adventure and be part of Indiegogo.com and be part of MelissaManchester.com and appeal to my fans who have been along with me for 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
Remarkable. And a whole new generation of people who actually know how to maneuver and navigate the internet.
Well, Melissa, can you join us for a couple more minutes? I'm going to take a quick pause, come right back. I want to talk about your acting career.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Our very special guest is a legend, Melissa Manchester. And you can go to melissamanchester.com or www.indiegogo.com and find out the latest project with the very current technology, and the very lovely and talented Melissa Manchester.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we are back live with Ron Sedgy all across the USA and around the world. Our guest, Melissa Manchester, stays with us another segment. Now, Melissa, here you are, this huge success in the music industry, yet you are also a very talented actress, being on the soap opera Search for Tomorrow. You have worked on stage. You have worked everywhere possible in the different arena totally. And I would be unfair if I asked you this, but I'm going to ask you anyway, okay? What do you like better, being an actress or being a singer? But I think I know the answer.
Well, you know, all of these different adventures are part of the same creative impulse to express yourself. And I think, however, you know, I'm very grateful for the adventures of acting. I did the national tour of Song and Dance written by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
I co-starred in the 25th anniversary performance of Sweeney Todd, Mr. Sondheim's masterpiece.
Wow.
But for me, I sort of live and breathe writing and concert performing. And writing for theater. I've written a couple of musicals. I sent a letter to my love, was premiered off Broadway. And I'm working on a new musical now with Rupert Holmes and Sharon Vaughan called Sweet Potato Queen. So I'll be able to talk to you about that in the near future, hopefully.
Good.
But mostly it's that deeply, I don't know, spiritual, psychic connection, that communal feeling of performing in front of an audience and writing songs and sharing them with people or having other people record them. There's just something so intimate and deeply lovable about the whole experience, because the audience brings so much more than I could ever imagine when I'm sitting in front of a blank piece of paper writing a song. You know, they project all of their feelings. They project their clarity because of the song. They project their sense of isolation, that they didn't know anybody else was thinking about what they were thinking about, and that my song somehow gave them voice. It was just incredible. And with this new album, which is called, by the way, You Gotta Love the Life, it's half cover songs. Be My Baby, Son of a Preacher Man, which the great Dusty Springfield made famous, From This Moment On, and Let's Face the Music and Dance, the brilliant songs by Cole Porter and Irving Berlin, plus original songs. So there's something for everybody, and I just feel that there's so much to think about, to feel blessed about, and never take for granted the fact that people have walked this walk with me for 40 years. It's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, like our mutual friend Dick Clark used to say, it's the blueprint of your life, music. Even though you can play a part in a role, like the remarkable job you did for The Boys, the Bette Midler film, and The Blossom, of course, starring in the musical I Sent a Letter to My Love, but, you know, you're always doing something that you're not. But when you're singing, you're reflecting, even though you may not even know it at the time as a singer, you're reflecting your own emotions and thoughts, and, boy, that is very, very personal.
Yes, it's true. Well, you know what happens? The songs become your monologues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and somebody was asking me if I ever got tired of any of the songs, and honestly, I don't. I love these songs. I love to share them. The live experience is so thrilling because you get a chance to try new things out if they work out, and it's funny if they don't work out.
Yeah,
you know?
It's immediate reaction, immediate response in a concert situation.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Nominated for a Grammy in 1978 and 79, received the Grammy Award in 1982 for Best Female Vocalist. And I'm going back to this video on your website for a second, okay?
Yeah.
Being as close as you are to Bette Midler and Barry Manilow, and Barry and I were talking a couple of weeks ago when he was on the show about, you know, his great love, as I have a great passion for, and I know you do, of building music in schools, sometimes takes a backseat. Every town that he plays a concert in, he gives away a piano, and you've hopped on that bandwagon. And
I have
there.
Indeed,
yeah,
yes.
Great.
If you contribute to the Indiegogo website, for Melissa Manchester, you just type in my name once you get there. It'll direct you directly to the site. If you contribute to the project, You Gotta Love the Life, a portion of the proceeds I have designated for the Manilow Project, because he's so passionate, as am I, to restore music education, arts education in the public school system. For some ridiculous reason, people don't realize that arts education is a fundamental part of an educated society. And the fact that he has his fans bring in broken instruments that he repairs, his foundation repairs, and donates to the public school system is really saintly work. I'm so proud of him, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
And I tip my hat to you. I really do, Melissa, because that is a great cause. I don't want to get on a soapbox, but, you know, so many times there is a concern in schools about the sports program, and these are all important. But when you talk about music, music is the universal language. Some people may not like football. Some people may not like basketball. Everybody likes music. In some form or another.
Well, indeed, and it gives kids who are going through a very hormonal, angst-ridden period of their lives some kind of structured but safe outlet to be deeply creative and deeply expressive, and it saves lives.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people have sent me letters and emails over the years about that my song kept them from committing suicide, or helped them to finally propose to somebody, or helped them to decide to make a baby. You name it. It's just... it's very important, and I'm very pleased to be working alongside Barry.
And memories. Every time I hear one of your songs, I could tell you where, what I was doing at the time. I mean, gosh, it's unbelievable. What does it feel like to have a dormitory named after you?
Isn't that funny?
That's great.
I'm not only do I have a dormitory named after me, which I'm thrilled about, there is a fleet of young women named after me. Their moms named them Melissa after me years ago,
yeah.
And they come and visit me now, and they're in their 20s now, and it's very sweet.
That's great. And also received the Governor's Award from the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences for contributions to the music and recording arts. Pretty classy stuff.
Yeah.
Again, that website is...
You can go to melissamanchester.com. You know, you'll find out about news and look at photos and see where I'm going to be touring. I hope it'll be near you. And, it's just a new age and a new adventure, and I'm jumping in with both feet.
Terrific, Melissa. I'm glad you took a little time out to raise your children, as you claimed that you did, but you're back in the mix again. Are you going to be playing down in the Florida area at all?
Oh, absolutely. If you go on the website, I'm actually doing a whole bunch of dates down in Florida this year.
Great.
So go on the website, melissamanchester.com, look under tour dates, and you will see me waving at you.
Geez, maybe I can go up and sing Midnight Blue with you.
You know what? If you donate enough money to this campaign, you get a chance to be on stage with me. You bet.
You can do anything you want, right, Melissa?
You got it.
Well, I got to tell you something. You got to join us more often, okay? We love having you on board. Congratulations with this great project, and we will give everybody the information we can about dates across the USA, and anytime that you want anything, we are at your beckoning call, my friend.
Thank you very much. And you had mentioned that this is being aired to the armed services.
Yes, it is.
God bless them all.
Thank you for saying that. That's very nice. Melissa, you're a class act. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Ron. Take care.
Thank you. The legendary Melissa Manchester. What a talented and down-to-earth lady. Stick around, because there's more to come on Ron Segi today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
That's a wrap on hour number one of Ron Segi today. We have another hour to go. Want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include from the Oak Ridge Boys, Joe Bonzel, actor Peter Herman, and Melissa Manchester. Next hour, the very lovely Crystal Gale will be joining us from CBS. Leslie Stahl will be here. She's got a great book out right now and a perfect gift for grandmas and mothers on Mother's Day next weekend. And then the CEO of the Parkinson's Foundation, John Lear. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.